All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv, Flufftube Edition. I'm with my Albanian brother from another mother, Beck Lover. Beck, man, welcome back.
Nino, it's always a pleasure to come back on. Our last episode, a lot of comments, a lot of back and forth, but I hope people understood the general message of what we were trying to explain in that episode. It's not about who's right or wrong.
Right.
It's about that. If any of us are feeling animosity towards large groups of people, we're playing right into the agenda of what I believe people at the top want to happen, which is exactly what's going on in the political environment, especially in New York, man. I mean, New York is crazy right now, you know.
Well, let's talk about that. 1 second. All right, folks, get your noble gold. You're going to need it. Times are getting rough. Gold has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar, and U.S. treasuries are buying more gold. The good news is it is predicted to go up even more. UBS said it would go up to 5,000. That's ridiculous. Noble Gold Investments phone has been ringing off the hook. Everybody wants to protect their retirement with gold. You can do the same. And if you do it this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free 1/4 gold standard coin. 1/4 ounce gold store gold standard coin. If you open a qualified account, go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Noblegoldinvestments.com. Get started now, folks. It's time's running out. Things are getting crazy in the world. I mean, you're there in New York right now, and that's another reason I wanted to bring you on, especially with this, everything that's going on with Mr. T and the verdict. And what's it like out there right now? You know, I'm in Texas and I'm next to the border, so I got my fingers on the pulse for the southern border, right? Like, a lot of people tune in to know what's going on with the border on my end. What's it like in New York right now?
So, obviously, you had the whole thing going on with the court. There was all that stuff going on outside with, you know, the verdict. And then you had De Niro out there, you know. Dude, I used to love that guy, bro.
So, what's your thoughts on that?
I can't stand him. It's not even whether he's right or wrong. It's like, why even get involved? Like, is that smart business to you? Like,
I think people are being paid to be agitators, bro. And that's what
I think it's different. You know what I think? I think De Niro, because they're kind of like same age range a little bit, right? De Niro was a New Yorker, famous for being the New York guy, the tough guy. Donald Trump is just a tough guy.
Right? Yeah.
Billionaire, showing his resilience as far as being attacked and not giving up and all that stuff. And I think maybe one day they were both at a party and I think Donnie Boy might have got the woman, and I think maybe he's holding her. I think it's personal. Oh. I think he just can't stand the man because something must have happened. Because remember, he was a celebrity before he was ever the leader of this country.
Correct.
I think something happened behind the scenes. There's like a rivalry that he just can't stand the guy because he became the president, and you became a washed up actor that no one really wants to even watch anymore. I still love his films, man.
Yeah, he's a. It's crazy to watch the meltdown of De Niro right now. The guy was such a, you know, in all the mob movies, the tough guy kicking people on the floor, throwing people out of the casinos. And then he shows up in a face diaper, bro, a face, you know, and crying, and you all are gangsters. What the hell? How did this guy just flip flop into this role?
I think he's
acting, bro. Sometimes I think this is, I don't know what I'm watching right now. I can't even believe it.
If you look at the comments just over the last few days on any video they've posted of him, like, yo, you're losing people that loved you, man. Like, okay, even if you felt like that and everything you're saying is true, which it's definitely not, like, for your own sake, you should just stay. Like, sometimes, like, when you're a public figure and you're not really involved in that world, why don't you just stay out of it, man? Like, for your own good.
Because I think he's got skeletons in the closet.
That's another thing. Lot. There might be something that he's scared is going to come out if this guy gets into office again, you know, and 34 counts, you know, up to 4 years per count is what I'm understanding. Possibly.
That's crazy.
The fact that people can't see that we are a nation divided and for them to even pursue this during this time of the year shows that they don't think about the country and its well-being. And even if it was all real and everything he said, they said he did was true. For the sanctity of the country, as divided as it is, we didn't strengthen America with what happened. And another thing, all 34 counts, It wasn't like 5 out of 10 were dropped. Like, you can't even make it less obvious that you were going after this guy for political motives. Like, so all 34 counts, you didn't even give him one. Was this like, it just looks fake.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I can't even believe what I'm watching. Like I knew it was going to come back that I've talked to a few people on the phone and they're like, this is not going to be good. They're going to come back. They're going to throw the book at him. So I was expecting it. And I've had, a guest on before, Juanito, that, has talked about, this is going to be the gut punch for the country. He's going to be, convicted and he's going to go, it's going to end up really.
That's what I'm very scared of. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're one very close step to midnight in this country right now, regardless of who you want. My personal, take on it. I really don't feel like, am I going to vote? Yes, I'm going to vote. Do I feel like we really have a vote, brother? Especially no. In places where I live. Yeah. So,
and I also,
I never received confirmation from the last time. They were supposed to send me a message. I put it in the stupid box because there's nowhere else I could put the shit. And I never got confirmation of mine. And I'm telling you, if I had to bet my life, New Jersey and New York are red, bro. Red. You're seeing people that would never have supported this dude 4 years ago, 5 years ago, because they fell for all that crap in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the reaction in the Bronx, bro. That's the bluest of the blue, bro.
Yeah.
Bronx, New York is the bluest of the blue. Blue collar, a lot of people there on EBT, welfare, and they don't realize that welfare is not for their well-being. I feel for people on welfare. I do not judge them at all, You got to understand something.
I don't either.
They are given just enough to survive and have an existence. They make just a little bit more, which is still not enough to cover their lifestyle, right? If they make just a little bit more than the parameters, they lose their health care. They lose that free apartment. It's terrifying for them. Anyone that's watching your show, and does it hurt my heart when I get online at Walmart and I see some dude ring up $700 on the EBT and electronic benefits card, and I'm struggling, brother. There was times during a great recession I lost my job and I refused to go into that because you might get used to it. Hey, I got this now. That's what happened. People, it's like when you give people a little bit of a good taste of a good drink or a good,
narcotic. Here's the thing, Beck. They want everybody on that. They want universal income. They want everybody
100%.
On that. That's what's scary to me. They want us all just barely existing, just now, breathing air, and then they'll tax us for the air.
Did we speak before the big hip hop mogul video was released?
What, of P. Diddy?
Yeah, we didn't speak about that, right? That happened after.
No.
What, and I don't know if you covered this on your show, but what also, I don't know how people can't see it, man. You had that big health official on record admit everything that Rand Paul was saying publicly on the floor, that it was made over there.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that shut down the world, right?
Yeah.
It was made over there and they made it gain strength. Mm-hmm. They admitted it officially the same day that video came out. Now, what's interesting, I didn't realize, I learned this when I was
Of the elevator video with P. Diddy when he's
unfortunately doing horrible things to that woman, Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what's interesting is that he paid $50,000 for that video from the hotel. Why even hold on to it? When they raided his house, the government got it again, and they released it. They released the video. What a perfect way to take our minds off the fact that they literally admitted on the floor of our institutions that they created it, they funded it, and that everything that has happened to all of us, whether you're liberal, conservative, gay, straight, black, white, Muslim, atheist, Christian, Jewish, Hindu, our families, our way of life, my city will never be the same again, ever. New York City is unrecognizable. Yeah, the buildings are there. Okay? All of this that happened to us was admitted on the floor. It was all over. Just type in those three initials. N, period. I, well, period. Comes
I
after.
I got you. I know. Right?
It's all public information now. It's not
I get
a
it,
theory.
But that's my point. My whole point in this is that
this country should be going insane right now. Like, they destroyed your lives. You forget about
that's what they do. That's what they do. They put smoke in mirrors and they send out these actors.
It's insane to me.
Right,
so what? You're going to give us
pawns. These actors are pawns.
Yeah, you're going to give us
distractors and agitators, Beck. That's what they are.
You're going to give us the guy with his first last name ends with an F as a consolation prize. Is I think how they're going to try to sweep that all up. Yo, they turned the world upside down. I lost family in the first 2 months of that whole shutdown. That should be here today. Yo, your family lost their lives, your way of life. I have people divorced that I know only because of this. Only this was like the break. It's how many people's lives, and we're worried about what? You're not, we should, this is what we should be.
It's demanding. Distractions. That's what this is. Okay, it's all part of the tactic.
It's just, I couldn't sleep for 2 days after I read it. It was in the freaking New York Post. I mean, it was on this one. I said, and I'm stopping people in the streets of New York and I'm going, did you guys hear the news? Everyone's talking about the beating video. That video was not released by accident that day. I'm not defending his actions. I'm not defending his actions. I'm in the streets of New York. Okay. Everyone's talking about the video. I said, guys, forget. And I'm thinking about you and how we always talk about this stuff. And I'm going, yo, did you lose someone during the last few years because of what happened? Yes. Do you understand what this means? This is why you lost your family. With our money, which we all knew already. Me and you have been saying this for years.
Yeah.
Millions of us were saying this. They called us crazy thinking people, you know, QP. They called us all kinds of crazy shit. It's out in the open. It's been like, are we this gone mentally? You don't want justice for your family, for what happened to you, for your loss of income. Like, you don't want justice? Where? I don't care about Republican or Democrat. I don't care about either. This is for everybody, both sides. This hurt all of us. And this pinned us against each other even more during that time period. And it's like, how are we not up in the streets demanding justice? Not just for the guy with the F last name, rhymes with Rauchy.
But see, they know how...
Everybody above him. That
they know how we work. They know how the human psyche works. They know that it's just the next shiny thing that they deliver that we appear. It's like ADD, a society of ADD. Like, ooh, look at that. Look at that. As long as they dangle something shiny in front of us, like almost like a fish bait, and everyone goes for it, man. We get suckered into it. And that's pathetic. It's sad. I think there's a reason. And going back to De Niro, there's a reason for that. Why would they send him there in front of the courthouse to do that? I don't think he went on his own will, bro. I don't. I think that was...
I have to lean towards, I think, your theory. He's scared. There's something that might come out. You know? And that does make more sense when you try to, you know, solve the equation. Like, why? Why even? Because so many smart, high-profile people just have been staying out. Like Sylvester Stallone. You haven't seen one comment about anything, anywhere. He's already leaving Cali, which tells you... Right, he's made official. He's going to leave California, which tells you which way do you think he's leaning towards politically?
Correct.
Let's be real. Okay, anyone that's leaving California, I just came back from LA. Okay, you had that actor lose his life. Okay, which, you know, again, if I'm going off the correct details, the guy from General Hospital.
Yeah,
bro, when you live in LA in New York, okay, it ain't worth your life. Just assume they're armed. If they're robbing your car, let them take the damn car, bro. Yeah. The guy lost his life for nothing. Call the police. They're probably not going to come. Very like, brother, you're driving 60, 70, 80 miles an hour down Sunset Boulevard. I know because I did it myself. I just came. Well, there's no speed limit in LA, literally.
Yeah,
so they're not pulling over people that are driving 70 and a 30. You're on your own in these places. You're on your own in New York. Now, there was an Albanian American. I'm very proud of my people. Brave. You heard about the attack on the subway. You stood in front of. Okay, it was Albanian, brother. All right. Albanian American on the subway, the one train. Heading to work, this perpetrator throws acid, you know, whatever is flammable liquid, burned 30% of his body. He saved his fiance. He saved his cousin. It cost him 30% of his skin. Okay. Now, you know, and I know, and this is not debate, but you know, if it would have been the other way around ethnically, they would have made it about their skin color and tried to create hatred.
Right.
And people are keep falling for the bait, man. And if you're from either of those communities, you need to see the bait. They're trying to make you guys.
Well, everybody's emotionally charged right now. They've got us to this temperature that we're like, we've hit a boiling point. So any little thing they do, and I think this is all
galvanization. It's all galvanization.
And I think right now the trenches. They know. They know that they can set us any direction they want right now. They've kind of herded us into this. Yeah, they've conditioned us to this point. We're boiling now. And
powder keg.
Like, yeah.
One match. And it could be, like you said, his imprisonment. That's why people have to say, listen, don't take the bait. We do not condone violence ever. We have to be vocal. We have to realize that we're all on the same team, damn it. Let's leave even our light. Let's leave everything on the backboard. We are all in trouble. We are all on the Titanic. All of us. And unless we figure out how to work together, there's going to be less of us on those life rafts. And I don't care if you're on the left, the right, the middle. Yo, we are in trouble. They got people all questioning in their own echo chambers. They believe that their way of life is completely in danger. If you're this, the whole world's against you. If you're this, the whole world's against you. If you're that, the whole world's against you. And everyone is so 100% charged up, powder keg.
But Beck, how are they accomplishing this? How are they accomplishing it? Let me tell you one way they're accomplishing it.
TikTok brain, brother. TikTok brain. But hold on. Let me just say short memory spans.
People like De Niro, people like P. Diddy, agitators. There's people out there, you know, that are speaking out on certain groups of people. I'm telling you right now, this is they're unleashing, they're deploying all assets. They're lighting fires everywhere and spraying gasoline. These people, 100%. These personalities that are coming out and saying, whatever, they're not unifying anything. They're just causing more division. These are called agitators. What I'm arguing is they're being sent out on purpose to do this.
I agree with you 100% because when you're in a high profile position, and now that I've gotten a little bit of clout, I'm getting stopped in the streets. You have a responsibility as a public figure to not add fuel to anything if you actually care about this country. None of us are that dumb to have seen what's happened in the last 4 or 5 years. We don't need any more riots. We don't need any more violence. We don't need any of this crowd. We need to somehow find a way where we can say, listen, I will never agree with certain lifestyles, brother, ever. Nothing against the people.
And that's your prerogative. You're allowed to do, you're allowed to have
it
that.
It doesn't mean that I
America.
Hate them. It doesn't mean I hate them. I don't. I believe what you do in your bedroom is your business. God's going to judge you. We don't need to be at each other's. Like, this is personal, private shit. Like, it's not my business. It's not your business. Like, leave me alone. I'm leaving you alone. Because even if I'm against it with my, let's say, religious beliefs, for example, if I was, you know, very religious, right? Which is against most faiths, right? Cool. But because we live in a country that guarantees the rights for everyone to choose their lifestyle, not believe, then we have to have that gray area where it's fair. Yeah. And the only way for that to be fair is you mind your own damn business. Do what you want to do. But nobody, you want to do this, you want to dress like that, whatever you want to do, I don't care. Leave me alone. This is the biggest problem we have. You're trying to ram yours down mine. I'm trying to ram yours down mine. This is how we got to where we are. And then they make us believe like that side's going to destroy your side. And no, it doesn't. It's actually so simple to fix all this. Yeah. And we can all win in a way. And let God be the judge, bro.
Well, let's think about this for a second. Let's just think about this. It's all problem, reaction, solution. So what are they doing? They're using the MSM. So who's really public enemy number one? They're using the MSM to instigate and perpetuate all of this stuff. That's what they're using. Imagine if every time a new segment came on, they were giving positive news and classical music. The vibration of society would be completely different. If they were giving out positive news, never always talking about people that are doing charity, helping homeless. Imagine they understand they control and herd society by the news, by the MSM.
And fear.
But that's how they keep control. But imagine if they switched up and they started playing things to rewire. They started having meditation practices on television. If they had people that were, coming out, unifying society, speaking about positive things, giving positive tidbits of news here and there, you know, then it would completely change the vibration. The whole frequency of humanity would change in an instant. I'm talking an instant.
They figured this out a long time ago when they were doing their trials and studies, even on actual human beings. You know, they've done studies on this stuff, LSD, yeah. All that stuff. Okay, they figured this out a long time ago. They actually, if I'm not mistaken, figured this out during the Korean War is when they actually first really understood repetitiveness, how pushing certain agendas work and information, because the North Koreans had captured an American soldier. And he kept announcing in English, like, you need to surrender, stop fighting them. They're not bad. Like, and they would broadcast. I forgot the guy's name. This is, your audience can look this up. It's the same way how now I'm 41 years old And still, I remember in the 90s, always Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Okay,
man.
So you pump this enough into people's brains, the repetitiveness of it, it puts you in a trance. Subconsciously, you don't. Yeah. People don't realize how this works. And I realized I was a big fan of hip-hop. But when I listened to it, I was way more aggressive, brother. I was. Yeah. I wanted to fight people. I was like, yeah, I'm going to freak. Like the lyrics of the song. Yeah, you want to step up, son? You want... Yeah. But the proof is in the pudding. Look at what happens to these communities. It's because of the music. And I 100% know that that music was altered on purpose to dismantle that community, that group of people. Because when hip hop first came out, it was extremely positive. Go listen to the old song. You got to go to school and make sure you do it right and take care of your kid and take care. Go yeah. listen to the lyrics of the
and
first hip hop.
Switch it. Boom.
They weaponized it, bro.
Yeah.
They turned it in such a violent form. That subconsciously, these kids are literally, I believe, in trances between the substance abuse and then listening to those lyrics. I thought I would never say, because as a young guy, I'm like, yo, why are they hating on rap for? Like, I grew up in New York, Nas and yeah. Mobb Deep. Havoc of Mobb Deep's one of my good friends. But look, he follows me on Instagram. You could look, he's a legend in hip hop, right? One of the most recognized melodies of hip hop is, you know, that song that was in the Eminem movie. My brain's fried right now. But the most, yeah, the song that he kept rapping on the whole time at the end of the movie. Okay. The, ain't no such things as halfway crooks. They scared
yeah, yeah,
to
yeah,
it's
yeah,
one of
yeah,
the most
yeah.
recognizable. Yeah, right. Okay. But brother, yes, now that I'm older and I understood how the soul works and the mind works and energy, and like you're saying, vibrating. Why do you think this music's the number one music they're pumping out all over the world? Because it makes you vibrate lower. It makes you suppress God. It makes you follow your desires.
It
makes you follow lust. It makes you follow greed. It makes you about me. No one matters. Not there's songs where they're cursing out their own father. You have Jadakiss lyrics where he goes, take out your mom, take out your dad. Yeah. Like, literally. Love Jadakiss too, by the way. I've met him many times.
Well,
but
look
I'm
at,
just
look
saying.
What's happening to these, like Taylor Swift. I mean, look how she changed. All these celebrities, when they get
Katy
to a certain
Perry.
Level. Yeah,
Katy Perry was a gospel singer.
Come on, man. Like, this
do you know
shit,
about her song, though? Do you know what was going on with that song, Dark Horse?
Or Lady Gaga. I mean, come on. These people, Lady Gaga, I just have a video. I put it up where she walks up to, I forgot who it is, and flashes this symbol.
You want to tell you something interesting about Katy Perry's Dark Horse song? I don't know if you know it, but the Muslim world figured it out very quickly. So, and if you go watch the music video, Dark Horse, she is symbolizing Pharaoh of Egypt. Pharaoh is the most hated human being to ever live on earth, whether you're a Christian, Muslim, or a Jew. He's the most arrogant human being that ever lived. He saw God's miracles, and yet he still denied the creator.
Yeah.
Arrogance on a whole nother level. In that video, she's symbolizing Pharaoh, and there's a man that's walking towards her that has one patch over his eye, the symbol of them.
Yeah.
But also in Islam, the symbol for the Antichrist is the one eye. The Prophet Muhammad said towards the end of time, a man will come who will tell the whole world he's God. He will act like he's the Messiah, but we know that that's Jesus Christ. We said this on your last episode. Muslims and Christians both agree Jesus Christ was the Messiah. That's what should unite us. So in that video, he's wearing all these gold chains. Look this up. I'm not making this crap up. In the video.
The Katy Perry video, is that what you're saying?
Katy Perry, Dark Horse. She ended up having to edit the video because the Muslims caught on. In the video, she has a chain that said the word Allah in Arabic, which I've already proven to the whole world is the same Semitic word, the root, Allah, Elah in Hebrew, Allah in Aramaic, the language of Christ. It's the same cognate. So whether you attack it in Arabic or English or right, the word God, she zaps him with magic and he disintegrates with that name on his necklace.
Mm.
And in the lyrics, what is she saying? I'm coming at you like a dark horse. It's a chant to Satan himself. It's a fully demonic song.
This is real. People don't
because
understand
once,
how real
once
this
you,
is.
And what do the lyrics say? Because once you come this way, there's no going back. It's literally in the lyrics. Once you sold your soul to them, there is no coming back. I'm coming at you like a dark horse. Black magic, Babylonian magic. This is real. You can't be a Christian, Jew, or Muslim and not believe in the black magic of Babylon. It's real. Spells, words, rituals,
that's
stuff.
That's important. The music is spells. It is a massive.
100%.
Yeah, it's even before, and I've heard this by many people, even before they deliver an album or a track or a CD, they do spell magic on the song. They go and they worship.
Do you know the story?
Prayer,
this, the story of music. You know, I'm not sure if it's exactly the same.
It was given to the people, correct?
So I'm going to go based on the Islamic perspective. I'm pretty sure it's very close to Christianity.
Okay.
The first human beings, the children of Adam, lived amongst the mountains. Okay. And when Cain took out his brother Abel, took his wife, he went down from the mountains and went to the valleys and started his own settlement, his own encampment, right? Adam, peace be upon him, first human being on earth, first prophet, our father, bro, you know, in that sense, as humans. He commanded his children to never mingle ever with the children of Cain, to never mingle with them. So what happened was after he passed away, the devil shapeshifted into a man. Here we go with shapeshifting, right? Aliens, demons. Yep. People don't get it, man. Interdimensional shit.
Yep.
The devil goes amongst Satan, may he be cursed, our enemy, regardless of where you come from. He goes amongst the children of Cain as a man and starts teaching them how to make music. Once they learned how to play, once a week, this has literally been going on since the beginning of humanity. The weekend has literally been going on since the beginning of humankind on this planet. The good children of, you know, Adam that stayed in the mountains, they started hearing the sounds and they would come down, and every weekend, literally, they were dancing and they would see it. And then they ended up commingling, because once they saw each other, I believe it was the men of Cain were handsome, the women, it was opposite. One side, the women were better looking, the men were, and then the music is what drew them to that encampment, and then they mixed together, and that was the end of it.
They commingled the bloodlines.
The weekend, the dancing to music, the power of music, that people go watch any movie, I don't care how graphic, watch it without music, I bet you your chance of crying to that film goes down by 70%.
Yeah.
Listen to my videos or your videos without music. It's not as powerful. There is something that happens to the human being. This is why many of the scholars in Islam have made music completely forbidden, because they know that it can lead you into fantasies and la la world, and you can be on the path and everything's
well,
good. You're hearing lyrics of let's dance, let's drink, let's this, let's that. And it's all leading you back to the deadly sins, brother. Gluttony, right.
So
lust,
my own greed. Experience with Rick Ross, you know, the original Rick Ross, I met him in New Mexico at some fights. He was telling me
not the rapper that was with Puffy.
No, the original one, the original guy
that he based his character on.
Yeah, that he the based
actual,
his character
the actual dude.
On.
Like,
yes, the actual guy. I met him, a very humble, nice man, and he was actually really laying it down for me, telling me how the CIA, the three-letter agencies, you know, controlled the music industry,
100%,
took control of hip hop, manufactured it into the way they wanted it, pushed it out, and then added the drugs, the domestic abuse inside the lyrics, and so they could properly get rid of it, break the family unit, take out the father, and deliver just drugs into the black community.
He said, ask themselves, go look at the statistics. First, they took out your leaders. They took out Dr. King. May God rest his soul. They took out Malcolm X. May God rest his soul. These were the greatest leaders their people ever had. And in my opinion, some of the greatest Americans, if not the greatest Americans that ever walked the earth. And I don't say it to be cute. Okay. Anyone that was pushing family, nuclear family.
We're raising the vibration.
Be a man, raising the energy. We can do better. And once they took those two out, not soon after that, this music came out. They flooded their neighborhoods with all kinds of crap. And they destroyed them, bro. And they make music that they make music that laughs about who's your dad. And this is a crime against a human being. Most violent crime is committed by children from a single home, single parent home. When people say, well, what is the effect of lust? Those of you that are out there saying, well, why is the world like this? It's because you couldn't keep your ding-a-ling in your pants. You couldn't keep your legs closed. This is the reality. It's very, you know, brutal the way I'm saying it, but it's the truth. We're paying. We are paying for the revolution of the 60s. We are seeing happened.
Well,
it's not because I'm backwards. I'm not backwards, but look at the way the dressing started, the music started. As it became more promiscuous, families were torn apart. And all that's happening today is that social media has exponentially multiplied how fast this type of spiritual disease spreads. We've become vain. Everything's about me, 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 me. Look at me. I'm cool. I'm this. I'm that. And we are struggling with weapons of mass envy.
Yeah.
Because we make people feel like they're nothing because they see our lives that we customize and we cookie cut and we are all vibrating so much lower than this. And this is why our attention spans, Nino, to get back to what you said earlier, are so much shorter because we all have TikTok brain, brother. And we can't remember that, hey, yo, we lost family 4 years ago, man. You lost your family, your business, your wife left you because these people just admitted that they even took your money to do it and you're not. How are we going to save the country if this hasn't rallied them, bro? That's my fear.
I agree. I often hear from people that I talk to that, oh, we got to hit 81% and the Americans are going to take back the country. I'm like, the Americans are obese, sedentary. They don't care. They're on their phones all day.
They're the only ones.
Those people are going to take back anything.
Brother, there's no one coming, even if homeboy wins. Okay? I've said it again and I'll say it again. No one man, unless something drastic is done, that's never been done in American history, can fix what is wrong with our nation unless the American people once again unite and rise together to say we've had enough of destruction, lies, manipulation to the masses through the media and et cetera, unless this is done on a collective basis where there's enough of us. I do not see us because God never destroys a nation until he gives them a chance. I truly believe this was all exposed so that God, before he destroys this nation, if she should not save itself, just like he gave Pharaoh warnings, and all, he has allowed everyone to see it right in your face. Look at what they're doing to you. Look at what you're allowing. They're coming after your children. They're coming after everything.
It's the apocalypse, brother.
If you will not stand for what is right, then you too shall be destroyed.
It's the apocalypse. Country, it's the revealing.
And we're not saying it to, listen, you know, Muslim and Christian, we both agree on this, that unless we rise up together, and I'm not saying rise up to do crazy, I'm talking about
standing. And that's what's important about this podcast, folks, is that I am a Christian, you are a Muslim, and we are agreeing.
And we both love Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're both agreeing on many things here. That's why unifying is so important. That's why I choose to do these podcasts with Beck.
But we have the same values, man.
100%.
I don't know how people can't see it.
This. Nobody wants this.
We have the same values. And what I am scared of is because of what's going on over there, overseas, and because of what happened last week and those images, brother, they lost the PR war. Anyone that ever supported them that has half a brain, seeing all that type of carnage and shit going on, it's very hard to stand by that. Regardless if you're 100% pro just them, I told you, I'm not in here to get into who's right or wrong there. We're way past that. And right, there's nothing left over there, bro. They're being wiped out.
Yeah, decimated.
Okay. And I mean, is that really the way God wants us as a Jew, a Christian, Muslim? Is this what our religions teach us? I know that this is not what our religions teach us. I know you know that.
Yeah. But once again, this goes back to the lighting of fires, pouring the gasoline, sending out the agitators.
I'm so scared something happens, though, bro.
It is.
How do you justify what you're doing?
It's a
over
matter
there?
Of when, not if.
Unless something's going to happen. I'm scared going back for the first time since 9/11. I'm scared to go. My lady can tell you. I'm getting PTSD again going into the Lincoln Tunnel. I'm scared, brother. Something can happen. Yeah.
I would imagine.
Let's justify our carnage and let's pin it on 2 billion people. Just like there was weapons in Iraq. Come on, man. When are you guys going to wake up? The average human being wants what you want. Peace, security, and the right to live their life the way they want. That's what this country was supposed to stand for. Yes, it wasn't always like that way. We came pretty far, man. And now it's like we've gone back 20 steps, man. And I'm like, I don't want America to be the next Yugoslavia, bro.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad. That was only 4 different ethnic groups. Imagine 100 different ethnicities, lifestyles, because that's what it appears to you, what it appears to me, galvanize every single fracture in culture, religion, faith, preference, build the powder keg up, light the match, and that's how you topple an empire.
Exactly.
And if people can't
see it. Dividing from within. Beck, I got to get going. I got to jump on another podcast. Brother, this has been epic.
And your followers, they know they can reach me at BEK Lover NYC, and I hope we can continue doing. We have some other things we're gonna go over, more specialized content.
I love having you on, man. Let's do some more of these. These are good.
Let's get into the whole, can you marry young women and still call yourself a Muslim? I think your audience might enjoy that debate. I think we should get into that one.
All right. All right, Beck. It might be shocking. You,
love you, Nino.
Love you too, my man. Later.